If you're looking for a somewhat secluded spot to enjoy this unusually cool August weekend, try the edge of Fort Smith. A small channel of water jutting off of the Arkansas River is a 3-mile water trail designed for canoeists and kayakers.
The Powers family owned this land, and they granted a recreational easement to allow us to access the Arkansas River.
Late last month, Dr. Steve Yaney, the president of the River Valley chapter of the Arkansas Canoe Club, brought maps, images, and notes to a restaurant in Fort Smith to explain this portion of what is called the Arkansas Water Trail. He used his pen to point to the spot off of Riverside Drive, formerly Clayton Expressway, where a canoe or kayak can be put in the water. It's called Powers Point Canoe Access.
This is not the main channel here. There are a couple of islands which they also own and have granted recreational easement to that as well. So I'm assuming it's all this land out in here is their land.
The access point is a wilderness spot inside the city limits that's flush with deer, turtles, and ducks. He emphasizes the designated part of the water trail is not the main channel of the Arkansas River, but a side channel that's relatively calm and quiet.
Anybody can paddle this. This is like a lake.
You're not going to run into a bar.
You are not. Now, you can access it. You know, there are some points where you can access it out to that main channel, and some people do and will. Again, I think this is kind of where we're talking about. So there's some little cut-throughs out to the main, over here. Some little cut-throughs to the main channel out in here. But this kind of just goes up in here and dead ends and just gets very wilderness right here in the city limits.
The Water Trail is a cooperative creation of the River Valley Chapter of the Arkansas Canoe Club, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, the Fort Smith Parks and Recreation Department, as well as several private interests. Steve says there are possible extensions to the existing water trail that could, with work and money, create a water trail that virtually circles the city. He points to the Garrison Avenue Bridge on his map.
And there's a couple of different parks there, Riverfront Park, Harry E. Kelly Park. I think it's all kind of the same thing. But there's a building right here and a nice parking area, which Game and Fish likes their accesses having parking areas, and being city-owned is another plus, but would make for a very, very, very easy access to the main channel right here.
Steve Yaney says he expects a water trail that loops the city will take time, and the River Valley Chapter of the Arkansas Canoe Club isn't an independently wealthy organization. He says, though, interest continues to grow, and slowly, through donations and volunteer work, more access points could be added. And then, using a long lens, he says a trail that would allow people to go further could be a possibility.
And I think other guys paddle bigger sections of this, and we may end up moving it into Oklahoma and down to Dardanelle, et cetera, et cetera. But for now, this is the start of the Arkansas River Water Trail.
This water trail experience may be different for canoeists or kayakers than the experience of putting in a canoe in the Kings, Mulberry, or Buffalo, but for residents of Fort Smith, there's a big advantage, a much shorter drive. The water trail along the Arkansas River can be a workout or some casual time on the river just after work. And Steve says, an immersion into the city's history along the very reason the city exists, the Arkansas River.
I think we're lucky to have it, and it's obviously why Fort Smith is Fort Smith. Its location on the river was crucial back in the day.
Steve Yaney is the president of the River Valley Chapter of the Arkansas Canoe Club. You can learn more about the trail and the Powers Point Canoe Access Point at fortsmithparks.com. You can also learn more about the River Valley and all of the chapters of the Arkansas Canoe Club at their website, arkansascanoeclub.com.